今天是什么节日？ Easter 哈，就是以前都是只知道说是那个麦克风可以调再 down 一点嘛哈，就是捡什么的日子啊。好，今天蛋嘛哈，我是不晓得那个缘由是什么，但是后来就是 Easter 是复活节嘛哈，是耶稣就被吊在十字架上，然后几天之后复活。Good Friday， 在往生。对对，就是 Friday 复活，然后 Sunday 的时候又是再走嘛哈。其实我们今天会讲到一些哈，就是说。一些看似对我们人间来讲看似神话的哈的一些奇迹哈，其实在天界来讲这不算什么了哈。
So what today? What's the special holiday today? It's Easter. So in the past, I didn't quite really know the origin of Easter, and I only know it as it's a day where people go out and pick eggs, pick up the eggs, Easter eggs. So what is the origin of Easter? So it's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I think that he was resurrected on Friday, and on Sunday, he passed away again. And so he went to heaven on Sunday. So today we're actually going to touch upon some of these as well, and what seemed quite miraculous and impossible in this human realm might actually be not so extraordinary in the other heavens.
好，上一次呢，我们讲到第八王轮哈和佛轮哈，我们是快快的把它通过去哈，但是后来我发现我还是得回头讲多一点，因为不然第十轮没有办法结束哈。那我们上次讲第八王轮的时候有提到说如果你这个好的国王呢，然后他从他自己成长的过程里面呢，然后看他的，然后在国土里面的不同种姓的人哈怎么样成长的时候呢，他就建立了一套教育体系哈，然后让不同的种姓的人你要怎么样抚育他，教育他，好，然后让他都能够在这个一生当中可以哈，至少可以谋生，好，至少可以照顾自己，照顾家人，这样子。
So last time we talked about the eighth chakra, kingly chakra, and we went through it rather quickly. And then afterwards, I reflect about that teaching and realize that I actually have to explain it in closer detail. Otherwise, it won't be possible.For us to go on and have a complete discussion of the 10th chakra. So again, as you can recall from last talk, the 8th kingly chakra is about where the king reflects about the way he was brought up and using his own experience by extension, come up with a system to nurture all the citizens in his country.
但是呢他又要观察了，就像我们小到一个家庭，做妈妈的爸爸的，你已经想尽办法从小到大该给小孩的，该教育他的，他该学的，他该要怎么样能够有一个美满的人生啊，你都已经灌输给他，教育给他，都给他了，但是呢你的小孩里面三五个小孩里面呢，你发现他们有很大的不同，那更何况是一个国家的子民，哎呀这个国王这么尽心尽力，我已经教育什么教育啊，然后我福利也有了，什么都有了，但是他一看国家的人民里面呢，那我们就说小孩也一样，身体强弱不一样，就说这个生出来的小孩一样生一样吃，这个身体比较强，这个比较弱，这个学习能力很快， 这个怎么那么笨？哦、是哪里基因不对？一样的基因哎、哦、然后呢，哎，我一样的给，结果他自己独立以后呢，有的哎生活过得很好，有的呢失业，然后又没钱，好、哦，然后生出来的小孩就是说，发现说，哎，这个长相，同一个妈妈生出来的长相。有的漂亮有的不漂亮、哦、那这是家庭啦、哦、当然你说哇一个国家里面他就去观察说这样同样给了之后为什么有些人会有这样子不同的差别呢
So the king not only does he have to come up with a system to educate and nurture its people at all different stages on life but he also makes observations And realize that people are actually very different. There's a lot of variations among people. And if we don't look at it at a global level, just within one family, of the same parents, well, the parents could be, after having, raised the kid and, educate them, try to give them all kind of nurturing possible to raise the children. But one can easily see that the children are different, even if they are born of the same parents, their health conditions may be different. Their ability to learn may be different. Some are quicker, some are slower. Their ability to support themselves after being fully grown is also different. Some become very well-to-do, while some become unemployed and living in destitute. And not even that, even just the physical appearance can be different.Some may be better looking and some may be not so much so. And this is only within the same family. And so when we extend it to the entire nation, the variations are even greater.
然后呢他又发现说诶有些人哦他就是犯罪哈、哦、然后犯罪呢你就被警察抓去然后你就要被处死。好、哦、那有一些人呢是好好的被处死有些人呢只是不小心、哦、他是做错的事情但是呢他是被施行、哦、然后很严厉的、哦、处死、哦、有的是好好的死就是犯错了哎，好好的死、哦、就安乐死或是打针死这样啊，有一些是犯错了、哦、然后惹到黑道或是什么然后就被施行很这样死啊，有的人奇怪了，他也没有做错什么事情哈、哦，然后就被误会、误判，哈、哦，然后有的人是要去报仇哈、哦，就杀错人，有没有听过？好、哦，有人要去报仇，要去找这家的人，就他找错家，哈、哦，杀错人。那有一些人就无缘无故哈、哦，路上也被车子撞死，或是人家好不容易参加舞会，然后因为有一个。人他怎么样了然后开枪啪啪啪啪杀死一堆人就有过失无过失就这样死
And when it comes to people who have committed a crime even with these criminals the way they are sentenced to death is also very different some receive a normal capital punishment and they were able to still die in relative peace going through standard procedurescWhile others, when they are punished, they are actually tortured and having to undergo very, very gruesome tortures before they're able to pass away. And there are also some people, even if they have not committed any criminal activities, they are wrongly accused, wrongly sentenced. And there are also some other ones where people are seeking revenge,And they became the wrong target. They didn't even do anything, and they were just revenged upon accidentally, incorrectly. Additionally, there are also people who die because of accident, out of no apparent reason. There are examples of people just simply attending a party, attending a concert, and then they were shot by gunmen. So again, the reason, even for the reasons of death, also varies greatly.
那现在哈、哦、常常发生的哈、哦、过劳死，有听过吗？过劳死是有过还是无过？哦、然后就有一种死，就是说，哇，你 就是你很勤奋很努力的好想要多赚一点钱或者想要多做一点事情想要有点成就诶就有一天就趴在桌上就往生了齁然后有一些是被逼的好像我们常常听到那个巴士司机有没有齁被就开太多时间了嘛齁然后就过劳死然后就是很多很多然后有时候呢诶有的人呢就是诶一百岁死掉好诶这样不错吧齁算是一百岁呢齁那有一些人呢齁现在60岁都算年轻了齁昨天去纽约是一个告别式嘛齁一个女众菩萨她60岁就忽然晚上就是心肌梗塞就走了嘛齁然后有一些呢壮年死齁壮年现在算几岁齁那齁没关系 ,40 到60嘛齁 ,40 到60齁壮年齁但我们前几年前也有人嘛齁冬天很冷齁有信众的朋友 ,40 岁就搭个bus冬天然后就往生了齁然后幼年死的有没有听过也是然后就发现说哇这个国土的人民这么多种死然后不同年龄都可以死哦齁这样然后最后还有一件是诶有些人做很多好事他也死做很多坏事他也死然后这样哇这个死亡齁、哦、活着的时候好好的照顾老百姓是一件还他觉得还算可以 handle 的、哦、哇可是对于死亡这件事情他就发现他要怎么帮助大家好好的善终呢
And these days,there's also another cause of death which is becoming more common, which is dying from exhaustion.So when it's this kind of cause, exhaustion, did this person do something right or did this person do something wrong? This person may simply be trying to work as hard as possible to strive for a better life or whatnot. And one day suddenly they put their head down on their desk and suddenly passed away. And some people died of exhaustion because it's entirely voluntary, while others, they're forced into working too much. There are plenty of examples of truck drivers. That's what happens to them. And then there are people who die at old age, when older life, 100 years old or beyond. There are also people dying at age around 60, 70, which is these days considered not so old, pretty young.Or people who die at their primes, how do we define prime? Maybe around 40s to between 40 and 60. There were examples of someone at a winter time where it was just really cold and taking the bus home, and that person was only 40 and suddenly passed away. And yesterday I attended a memorial of someone who was only 60, and then again she just suddenly passed away. And then,there's also people who die in youth. So, and then there are people who have done a lot of good deeds and they die. And people who have done tons and tons of bad deeds, they also die. So when it comes to ruling and governing the country, not only does a king have to think about ways to govern and provide for the people who are living, ways to support and educate them, but even how to handle matters of death becomes a tricky question.You have to take care of people while they're living, but also think of ways to help them transition and die peacefully.
就像我去年嘛，就是读了一个新闻，我提到的一个就是比尔盖茨的一个 partner， 就 Paul Allen。大家不，其实大众不太知道他，都比较知道 Bill Gates， 对不对？然后他去年往生65岁。而已好他呢是一个绝顶聪明的人齁那在美国考那个高中毕业要考大学是什么 ?SAT?SAT 吗他考满分。满分齁绝无仅有一个满分所有的 MIT, Harvard, Stanford, 所有的超优秀的大学都要给他全额奖学金 recruit 他的齁。但是他选择了他爸爸工作的 Washington University 去不知道排到哪里去的他去那边读 然后当然哈，后来哈就当然是几百亿几百亿的捐了哈。那他呢，后来就他不想赚钱，所以他就跟比尔盖茨分家了嘛哈。然后他去做，他去救一些哈很重要，但是又没人可以救的一些行业。然后呢，他又做很多的慈善事业哦，非常了不起的一个人。大概对比尔盖茨最有影响力的就是他，但他65岁就死了。那有一些人哦，什么事也不做，对不对？哈，但90岁、100岁活得好好的哈。那有一些就做不好事的人，也是活到90岁、100岁才死，这真是令人难解哈。
I talk about this example before of you all know Bill Gates, and Bill Gates has a partner who is a lot less known by common people, Paul Allen. And Paul Allen is a very important partner of Bill Gates. He's just not as well known, as famous. Paul Allen actually passed away when he was 65.
Last year.
Paul Allen is extremely smart. He's a genius. For example, he got full score on SAT tests and all these great university, Ivy Leagues, whatnot. They were all trying to give him full scholarship, yet he declined all those scholarships and ended up going to his father's alma mater, Washington University. And then later on, after becoming Bill Gates' partner, his interest wasn't in earning as much money as possible, so eventually he split way with Bill Gates. And later on, he started to donate hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to different causes. He also tried to save and or tried to resurrect a lot of dying industries, as well as he has done a lot of charity. So for someone as great and as precious as this, yet he passed away at a relatively young age of 65. On the other hand, when you look around, there are a lot of people who have basically done nothing important, no big contributions in life. They live a much longer life and pass away after they're 90 or 100. And there are also people who have done a lot of good deeds who pass away at an old age. So how do you explain all these? There doesn't seem to be any direct cause to longevity or whatnot.
Yeah. 所以这个国王呢，哈，这个你要当越来越厉害的国王，哈，就要有这样的一个智慧，哈。你看，从刚开始一直做到第八个，哈，已经都差不多做得快圆满的时候呢，哎，你这个国王观察到生之后的死的这个问题。然后他在继续观察之后，他发现呢，他需要帮助他的人民身坏命终的时候，不管你怎么死，要往善去。好，所以他知道说，其实呢，行善的人呢，身坏命终一定往，就是会往善去；行恶的人呢，身坏命终会往恶去。那不管，就是说你今天死哪一个年纪往生，好，然后是怎么样？那他发现了一个定律，就是说你只要行善，好，你命中之后会往善去，好，那行恶就往恶去。所以这是一个很好的一个思维，哈，就是说当其实我们当父母的，哈，在教育小孩的时候，我们都希望他一生过得很好，但是从来没有想到说。哎，怎么样让他思考哈，准备死亡这件事情，大部分都是我们自己哈变老，变成老菩萨的时候，才忽然有一天警觉说，哎，我们应该聚在一起研究一下要怎么样好死哈这件事情。可是它却是一个非常重要的一个问题哈。
So this is referring to the king. The king has a lot of tasks ahead. And having observed and completed 1 to 8 chakra to relative perfection, then the king has to then turn around to start observing, contemplate of ways to help guide his people toward a beneficial or a better ways of dying. And then eventually to pass on to the next life that is of more benevolent or more favorable existence. So the principle that those who practice benevolent deeds upon the end of their life shall be reborn in favorable existence. And on the reverse, those who practice evil deeds upon the end of life shall be reborn into unfavorable existence. This is actually a very good principle. And this is what the king knows and he has to teach to his people. So when we look around to see parents educating their own kids, they teach their kids many different things, but seldom do parents teach their kids how to look at the topic of death and how to prepare themselves, how to lead a life that will actually lead to a favorable condition of death. Usually it's older people, as we are aging ourselves, then we get together with a few friends and start talking about how to die well, how to die in peace. But we need to also pass this knowledge on to children as well.
那我们最近也有一个信众嘛，就忽然之间接到通知了，就是他的儿子就是往生，大家知道吗？也是应该是壮年吧，还不算老年。那忽然之间这样之后，当他的母亲还在怎么思维让他的儿子能够事业有成，可以怎样的时候，忽然之间接受的讯息是他儿子往生了。那茫茫从现在就变成急转弯，必须要让他儿子怎么样好好的去散去。好，那这个部分就只能靠母亲帮忙，因为这个儿子自己没有准备。
Recently we received this news that one of our volunteers, suddenly one day she received the news that her son has passed away out of blue, suddenly. While this mom was still, you know, before receiving news, still contemplating, figure out ways how to help her son toward a better career, a more established life, the news that she received was that her son passed away suddenly. This is a drastic, sharp turn for her. So the son himself didn't seem to be prepared for the process of dying, so it will then rely on the mom's wisdom to help guide the process.
对，所以这个国王哈，当他曾一这样子观察思维之后呢，他就有了一个智慧哈，他就觉得说，哎呀，我应该以身作则哈，我要努力的修身口意，修善行。好，那身怎么修善行呢？就是布施。好，他开始做大布施。好，那语要怎么修善行？就调伏。好，哇，以前我们常常讲哈，得罪一个国王哈，说错一句话哈，然后就是伏尸万里哈，有没有听过？好，你得罪旁边一个无名小卒，他顶多赏你一巴掌哈。我踹你一下就算了哈，当你激怒一个国王的时候哈，可能是伏尸万里哈，但他要调伏他的语言哈，即便身为一个国王，他可以做他想做的事，说他想说的话，但是呢，他面对他要调伏他自己的口业，然后他的意业一样哦哈，那他意业善行其实就是什么极尽，有善有恶还不是最高明。极静不动，如实观察，是最高的最高境界的意善行。他就决定要他努力要修行，来示范给所有的子民看，这样子保证就是往生善去。
So after contemplating ways to guide his people on this path gradually moving toward death, the king then has decided thatHe is going to be the role model. He is going to cultivate himself so that he can be a role model to his people. And how does he do that? He's going to work on his actions, his speech, and his thoughts. And so in terms of action, conducting benevolent actions, the king started to do a lot of offerings, great, grand offerings. And in terms of speech, there's a saying that if you have angered a king, then the consequences may be thousands of miles of corpse, meaning that the consequence of angering a king is great. So for a king himself, though, even he has the ability, he has the power to do as he wishes, as he wants, but he also needs to harmonize and work on, train his own speech so that his speech will lead to great benefit and not great death. And in terms of training of the thought, giving rise to benevolent thoughts, having benevolent or evil thoughts are actually not the most supreme attainment. The highest attainment is actually to have quiescence, the quietness of the mind. So the king, wanting to be a role model, start to work on his own body, speech, and mind.
那当然了，再把它分成细项哈，身口意的三个善行哈，其实就在讲我们讲的十善业，好，就是不杀生、不偷盗、不邪淫哈，是身哈。那语呢，不妄语、不恶语、不离间语、不杂碎语，好，然后这是口善哈，那意善就是不贪、不嗔、不痴，好，那这个以后哈，我们后面的章节还会再讲，非常重要。
And to divide it up and look at it more in detail, speech, actions, body, speech, and mind. Physical actions is to refrain from killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. Relating to speech is to refrain from false speech, deviant speech, divisive speech, and vulgar speech. And relating to the mind, the training of thought is to depart from greed, anger, and deviant views, which we're going to go into more details later.
好，然后这样子的国王，他这样子的努力修行，那他会获得十种利益，这十种利益我把它列出来，是也要让我们每一个人自我反省。我有时候看，我也是常常拿来看，我想说，哇，难怪我十善都没有修好，里面好像没有一项，像一点沾到一点点都没有。第一个他说巨大名称，就像我们刚刚讲的，哇，你要在这个，我们不要讲说全世界有名啦，你要在你的国家或是在你的 community 里面，你要有很有名，其实不是说你今天用什么策略，用 Twitter 还是什么 Facebook 想办法你就可以真的有名，你要当一个国王要很有名，从古至今这么多的国王，古今中外，真正会让我们后代的人一直在宣扬，一直在怀念，一直在称赞的，也没有几个。你看光这个财宝都不要讲，然后到第五个，哇，少病少脑，就是说我们同样活在这个世界里面，像我就很常常生病，那少脑呢，你庸人自扰之嘛，就是很多事情你不用烦恼的，你为什么烦恼呢？那我们在同侪里面比较一下，差不多的状况的人在一起，哎，有一些人就特别爱烦恼，烦恼这烦恼那，烦恼的小孩出来还要烦恼孙子，孙子完了还有他的什么都要烦恼，哎，少病少脑也是一个殊胜功德呢，然后当然你说到后来身坏命中可以升天，哎，这也是一个蛮好的功德。
I listed the 10 virtues, the 10 benefits one can derive by practicing, by working on their actions, speech, and mind. I list them because we can use this as a benchmark to sort of gauge our own practice. I myself look at this list and feel that I don't really have a lot of them. I barely have any of them. So that goes to show me, and it's a way to help me reflect that maybe my practice isn't so great. Let's take the first one as an example, status. Having become very well known, having great status, fame. to have that, it's not related to the little gimmicky things that people do, whether how many times you tweet to people or Instagram or whatnot. It's not about that. Let's think back to the history, the timeline. In our history, of all those emperors and kings, how many of those do we really still remember and praise about? Not that many. And then it's about wealth, appearance, etc. And then let's look at number five, that you're someone with virtues will be few in illnesses and vexations. I myself, I get sick quite a lot, and I do have quite a bit of vexations. And when you look around at your circle of friends, you do usually we can notice that there are some people who tend to be more vexed than others over things that maybe doesn't require one to be vexed about. So those kind of people may be vexed about their own kids. And then once the kids are grown, then they start vexing about their own grandchildren. It seems to be pretty endless. So having the virtue of having few vexations is actually a virtue. And the number 10, to be reborn into heavenly realms and to be able to dwell in peaceful and blissful land. That's, of course, a very beneficial consequence of having good practices.
好，那这就是第九哈，这个第九王轮哈，你至少要当有这种十个殊胜功德的这种国王哈，就要做身口意三业的善行哈，然后同样的，他的子民好，不管是怎么样，大家要修身口意的善行，至少会有一个善终哈，就是往生善去这件事情哈。
So this wraps up the discussion about the ninth kingly chakra. Again, that is to work on our own body, speech and mind, or physical action, speech and thoughts, and to practice benevolent deeds in these three regards. Not only the king himself has to do it, but also its people. And by practicing in these three different aspects, then it will at least lead to a more favorable rebirth.
好，那我们现在转换跑道讲佛轮了哈。那这个释迦牟尼佛哈，就是从这个被指定来到娑婆世界哈，来教化众生的时候，到了第八佛轮，他必须要有什么样的能力呢？随诸根性，未作饶矣。上次我们讲哈，是略略讲过，意思是说他必须要能够观察到所有的人哈，往昔无量劫来他是在哪里生活，他叫什么名字，是属于哪一种阶层的人，他怎么饮食，他的苦乐是什么，他的寿命是什么，寿命多久，然后呢在这个中间那他是怎样的轮回的，要有这个能力。
So now we're going to switch gear to talk about the eighth Buddha chakra. We talked about this very briefly last time, that Shakyamuni Buddha was appointed by all the other Buddhas to be reborn in this Saha world and become a Buddha in this world. And when he's in this world, he needs to have the ability to observe and contemplate and see the past lives of all sentient beings that he encounters, to know that what kind of person that person was, of what kind of caste system, what are some of the tendencies and behaviors, and to know all these details of all the sentient beings.
这样子他才有办法哈，去看这个人的根性，然后来对他做有利益的事情哈。比如说像我们哈，同样都是称慧的人，好，那当然我们不是佛陀。没有这个能力，但是就是像我们法师在甘露门的时候，同样是很爱生气的两个人，你如果认识他久一点，你就知道说，哎呀，其实他很生气，他就是一个面子问题，他只要一弄到面子问题，他就生气。那另外一个人他生气其实是贪，一个是面子问题，一个呢可能是他希望别人给他多一点关怀，他觉得他不公平，如果你没有给他公平的关怀，他就生气，他从小因为他觉得他从小都是被不平等的 待遇。那你稍稍怎样 一忽略他就会生气。哦，那这样的两种不同的人，他虽然都生气，都是嗔恨心比较强的，可是呢，当我们要利益他的时候呢，我们要帮他破除的就是不同面向的执着。
To have this ability to see into sentient beings' past lives and to see all the past tendencies is so that the Buddha will better be able to reach, to teach and benefit sentient beings. Just use ourselves as an example. There are some monastics that I've encountered, for instance, some of my Dharma brothers, say there were two that are more prone to anger. But then on the surface, the manifestation is anger. But if you know that those people for a longer period of time, then you can actually pinpoint the cause or the reason that triggered the anger. One person is anger when things start to relate to losing face. So whenever this person feels threatened that he may be losing face, then that person will become angry. On the other hand, the other person may also be prone to become angry, but that person's root cause actually is related to greed. That this person has a tendency to want fair treatment. Maybe the way that person was brought up was not very fair, or that's the perception the person has. So this person tend to want people to treat everyone fairly with same amount of care. So by knowing these kind of root causes in people, you will then be able to target the causes and help those people dislodge some of the stubborn attachments.
那如果你像佛这么厉害，可以光观他，不要讲到佛了，现在我们常常有的人会去做催眠，对吧？因为实在遇到太不可忍受的事情，干脆去催眠，看我过去是到底是怎么欠他的嘛，这样我才会接受，这才会接受嘛。那有的人就至少我，有的人用各种的方法去了解，哦，原来他过去是哪一辈子因为这样欺负他，所以呢，这辈子呢，他就变成他先生来欺负他，然后他就终于觉得说 ，OK， 平等，好，我就放下了，这样哈。那这还是只是了解你生而为人的过去哪一世跟他结的因缘哈。那如果你是像佛一样，知道无量劫来你的存在是怎样，跟人家所有的因缘哈，那他就真的可以找到你，我们就是那个烦恼哈。跟无名的那个根性根在哪里，然后他来帮助你，那就更彻底了。
So if we have the wisdom like the Buddha, or not even like the Buddha, these days a lot of people like to go through hypnosis treatment, to understand the kind of situations that get stuck on. So they go under getting hypnotized, and it helps them understand that, oh, perhaps in this past life, I have mistreated this person, and that's why this person in this life is being so mean to me. And by understanding the cause and effect of this particular relationship, it will help the person that's being hypnotized be more willing to accept and then let go. But going through the process being hypnotized, perhaps we can understand your past lives as human beings, maybe one past life or a few past lives, but only as human beings in human realm. Whereas for Buddha has the ability, the wisdom, to look past into the countless eons. And to have that kind of ability, then the Buddha is able to sift through all these, all the past causes and effects, and then eventually, ultimately be able to pinpoint the root cause, the attachment the person has, and try to help the person dislodge from vexations and ignorance.
好，那因为这个因缘哈，我就把其实我以前哈很对于天界没什么兴趣了哈。下三道常常讲哈，天界太麻烦，太多天了哈。但这次大家知道地藏王菩萨哈 佛陀把天人跟下面地狱道的都交给他，对不对？所以你我们就要知道说，哇，不仅是地藏王菩萨哈，佛呢，他到底要帮助所有多少的众生，有多么种不同的根性、环境跟寿命哈？那我这边就大略哈，给大家一个整体的概念哈。那首先哈，我们在你们知道我们这边娑婆世界有四大部洲，对不对？好，常常讲四大部洲哈，请不要想象，有的人就说是一个宇宙了哈。我们在南赞部洲，好，寿命平均100岁，人的长相哈，就像我们这样，大家就不用讲了哈。
So, today because we are going through this chapter, happen to have this conditions to talk about the heavenly realms. In the past, I wasn't so much interested in the heavenly realms because there are so many of them. While I did dwell more on the lower three realms. But in today's case, because Chittagaba Bodhisattva has been entrusted by the Buddha to take care of all these realms, not only the lower three realms, but also all the heavenly realms. So I'll use this opportunity to briefly give everyone an overview of the cosmology of the realms that the heavenly realms as well as the lower realms. Basically, it's a Buddhist cosmology. And we'll talk about the different places as well as different tendencies of people, different characteristics, as well as the different ages, lifespan of these different beings. So, first of all, our world is made up of four sections, four lands, four areas.
Yeah, for
lands, continent. Some people see this as representing the universe. I don't know if the relationship is a direct correspondence or not. And us, human beings, we are of the southern part, which is called the Jambu Dvipa, the ones that you can see, the square that you can see at the bottom of the circle. And basically the beings, human beings, look like each of us. So we don't have to talk much about it, and the lifespan is about 100 years.
那东胜神州哈，你看在你们的右手边哈，那这里的人呢的身高大概是我们两倍高，好，然后呢寿命大概我们人间的250岁，好，那犀牛霍州呢，他们的高度是我们的四倍高，好，那寿命大概500岁。那北俱芦洲就更厉害了哈，它是我们八倍高呢，好像哇，寿命1000岁啊哈，那寿命1000岁哈，然后呢，所以那这个四大部洲里面哈，南部、东部跟西部的哈，这个都会我们都会夭折的，就是中间哈，我刚刚讲虽然讲100、200、500岁哈。但是我们会夭折，一岁可以死，五岁也可以死哈。但是北俱芦洲的人就是活满满的1000岁，不会夭折。
And then on the east is the Purva Videha, and in terms of appearance, they are twice as tall as we are, and they can live to 250 years old. On the west is the Apara Gandaniya, whose height is 4 times.A regular ordinary human beings, and they can live up to 500 years old. And the north is the Uttarakuru, whose height is 8 times as tall as human beings, and can live up to 1,000 years old. And of these four, the west, the south, and the east, beings from these three lands, it's all possible that they might suffer from untimely death.While the living beings in the northern part, the Uttarakuru, they do not have to suffer from untimely death, and they do all live to 1,000 years old.
然后而且哈，在这个我们是属于欲界天哈，欲界哈， 欲界还是有男女相，有男女相就要男女结合嘛，哈。那这我们这边就是南、东、西、南这三大步骤呢，哈，还要哈，有结婚这件事情哈，然后还有生小孩啊，干嘛？北俱芦洲一样会生小孩哈，但他的过程就很奇怪哈，他是怎样呢？他的男女关系，我这次会觉得哇，好奇怪。他是两个看上脸了哈，就准备要去哈，不是结婚哈？他就觉得他们两个要有那个欲望哈，要在一起哈。他们是怎样呢？就到一棵树下，然后那棵树下呢，如果呢这个女生女人呢是你的母亲啊近亲，好，这棵树呢它就会枯萎，它不会弄一张床出来哈。那如果说这个人不是你的近，就说你可以跟他这个交合的哈，那这棵树就弄出一张床来，然后弄一个很美好的环境啊，让你们去哈这个相爱哈，然后相爱完毕，拍拍屁股就走人，不用负责任的哈，就是然后男众跟男众在一起，女众跟女众住在一起，然后女众怀胎哈，好像七天吧，生出来，然后就放在路边看谁要养，然后养只要养七天，他就变大人了，然后他就自己独立了哈，没有什么负担哈，像我妈妈，像妈妈们一生出来要养到他，哇，真是鞠躬尽瘁了哈。哇，这个地方好不好？要什么有什么，你都不用什么耕田啊，不用什么做什么事情哈，其他三个步骤都要的。
So, of the three, the west, the south, and the east. Well, first of all these four realms, are still part of the desire realm. And the definition of desire realm is that there are still two genders, male and female. And, in order to reproduce, they need to go through the process of procreation. And human being, the genders live together, in the mixed community. And that is referring to the three, the west, the east, and the south. And of those three realms, people still have to work for survival, and they have to, the male and female has to get together, for procreation. As for the north though, the Uttarakuru, I just read about it and it's pretty fascinating. The way that they reproduce and procreate is that, when a male and female, they see each other and feel attracted to each other, they go under a tree. And if the relationship between these two people are not too biologically close, that it's safe for them to reproduce offsprings, then naturally the tree would form itself to create an environment that is very comfortable and suitable for the act of procreation. On the other hand, if the relationship between the male and female is too close biologically, then the tree will just then wither. And then once it's done, there's no responsibilities. The male go back to his male community. The female goes back to her female community. And within 7 days, a child is born. And the child then is left on the roadside for whoever wants to take care of this child can take the child. And it doesn't take very long for the child to grow. It will only take 7 days and the baby will become full grown. So there's no burden, very little burden. And on the other hand, beings in the other three realms, the west, south, and the east, they still have to go through a lot of work to raise their offsprings as well as to work for survival.
那这四大步骤里面，佛陀告诉我们，生在南瞻部洲最殊胜，因为我们能够精进，我们有记忆，然后我们可以修梵行。那这样的三种殊胜的事情，在修行面量，在培福，在修智慧，修定修智慧来讲，是非常重要的三个特质。所以在南瞻部洲修行一天，胜过在别的地方修行100年，差不多是这样子的。所以大家记得，生在南瞻部洲。 那他们说是法是北俱泸州这么好，佛陀告诉我们千万不要升到北俱泸州，因为那里呢没有佛法。为什么没有佛法？太快乐了嘛，什么都不用做。所以你看哈，佛陀要教导这四大部洲的人哈，在我们南赞部洲教六度波罗蜜，对不对？要布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定、波耶，在北俱泸州完全使不上力。布施，每个人 have 都有所，不需要人家给我什么，每个人都长相很好，身体健康哈，然后都活满一千岁哈。啊，你跟我讲布施，我要给谁？我也不知道给谁哈。啊，持戒持什么戒？大家都不犯法的嘞哈。啊，忍辱忍什么？没有人欺负你啊，哈。啊，你所有的六度波罗蜜全部没办法在北俱泸州教的哈。所以佛陀哈看到这种在北俱泸州跟进的人要教他的时候，他就得伤头脑筋了哈。我们比较好教，苦乐参半。
Even though the north side sounds awesome, but the Buddha actually said while he was teaching that if you want to be reborn, if you want to cultivate and practice, be reborn into the southern realm, which is the realm that we're living in, the Jambudvipa, the southern realm. Because people born in these three realms are superior in three different aspects that they can practice with vigor.And they have good memories of teachings, and it's possible in this realm to practice pure conduct. And these three aspects are very important for practice. The realm that we live in is a mixture of good and bad, sufferings and blessings. So this kind of mixture is actually perfect for practice. So Buddha said that to practice one day here in our realm is better than practice, is equivalent to about 100 years in the other realms. What about the northern realm though? Some of you may listen to the description and feel that, wow, this place is so nice, I want to be reborn there. But the problem there is there's no Buddha Dharma in the northern realm of Uttarakuru. Because people there are too happy, there's no stress, you don't have to work. In terms of what we read in the sutra, we need to practice to walk the Bodhi path. We need to practice the six paramitas, making offerings, upholding precepts, forbearance, etc. But in the northern realm, it's not possible to do this because when you try to make offering, nobody, everybody is, has everything they needed. There's no one that needs to accept anything or needs to accept any assistance from other people. No opportunity to make offerings. As for upholding the precepts, nobody violates any laws. So there's no sense of discussing upholding the precepts. As for endurance or forbearing, being okay with other people's slandering, everybody's perfect already, so there's no need, no one is bullying each other, so there's no opportunity to practice forbearance. So that's why Buddha says that if you want to practice, the southern land is actually the best place for practice.
好，光要教这个四大部洲哈，光教南赞部洲就已经难调难服了哈，要教四大部洲，哇，是非常挑战。然后还没结束，这只是一层哈，中间这个叫做须弥山哈。那我们现在要来看立体的哈。
So to be able to teach these four different realms was actually it requires a lot of wisdom. For Buddha, for him to teach in the northern realm, it's actually a big headache. For people in the southern realm, it's relatively easy because there's a lot of sufferings, so things are more tangible. In the north, it's too happy, so there's really no traction for Buddha Dharma. So in order just to teach the southern realm alone already requires a lot of wisdom, needless to say, if you want to teach the entire four realms.And then, so the diagram that you just looked at is a 2D diagram, and now we're going to turn around and look at the 3D version of it.
那刚刚讲四大步骤的中间是须弥山，就是你们在图片上看到那个高起来的那个叫做须弥山，须弥山蛮高的。那这个四大步骤的下面就是鬼道、地狱道嘛，它有分好多 我们就那个轨道第一道以后有机会再讲哈。我们现在往上哈，须弥山，好，这中间这座山呢，它的山顶哈就是倒立天宫。好，但我们因为我们这地藏经常常讲的，我会指出来哈。这个倒立天宫就是紫色的那个部分，上面紫色哈。那这个地居天呢，就包括了倒立天跟四天王天哈。四天王天，我们地藏经不是讲四天王起来问问题吗？就是这个四天王天。那四天王天呢，它在这个须弥山的半山腰，有没有？有个四天王殿，有没有？一二三四，四天王殿，它在这边守护。也是我们的护法神哈，然后呢，上面是倒立天，听说是什么？道教是讲玉皇大帝，那我们是四体还阴哈，这个第四天哈，有没有？请佛说你拜托留下来讲佛法的那一位，就是倒立天的王啊哈，然后呢，四天王就是每一个殿的那个头。然后呢，阿修罗住在须弥山脚下。好，然后呢，常常呢，阿修罗会跟倒立天的天人打架。好，就这样哈，他们就嗔恨心哈，然后又有福报，他住须弥山下哈，还是蛮有意思的哈。须弥山然后会打，然后四天王也会跟他们打哈，就因为我们还是在这个还是欲界天嘛哈，所以也有男女啊什么哈，打架哈也会打仗哈。
So looking at this, right in the middle is Mount Sumeru, which is in the early picture is smack right in the middle. And underneath the four realms are the ghost realm and the hell realm, which we're not going to go into details today. We're going to be looking upward today. In the future, if we have more time, we'll talk about the ghost and hell realms. So,Above Mount Sumeru, in midway, toward the top, is the, heaven of the four Deva kings. And these four Deva kings, they are the lord of this realm, and they are considered the Dharma protectors. And above that, right at the top of Mount Sumeru, is the heaven of the 33 gods. It's also called Triya Streamsa. And in Chinese Taoism, in that system, it's the Jade Emperor that presides in this particular heaven. And Jade Emperor, the equivalent of that in the Buddhist terminology is 第四天。
对吧？
It's the king that besieged the Buddha to stay in this world and expound on his teaching. And because these heavenly realms are still considered the desire realm, that there are still disputes and wars.Right underneath at the bottom of Mount Sumeru is the realm of Asuras. And Asuras, they are a very vigilant and prone to anger race. They tend to fight with the beings in the heaven of the four Deva kings. So because we're still in the desire realm, there's a lot of fights and wars between these two realms.
所以哈，以前我们常讲哈，这个阿修罗道哈，常常会找天人打架嘛哈。那天人如果你福报不够了，就会打输，就会被打伤哈，这样子哈。然后呢，但是这个天人的寿命我们等一下讲哈。但是这边欲界天里面还有一个很重要的天，叫做兜率天，听过吗哈？兜率天有分内院跟外院哈。那外院就是天人住的地方，内院就是弥勒佛在那边一生不处哈，他等着下一世来这边成佛哈。所以释迦牟尼佛来我们人间之前也是在都算内院等着的哈。所以很多的法师哈，还有祖师都发愿去都算内院哈，继续跟弥勒佛学习哈。那等弥勒佛要来降生人间的时候，他们都是先去 部队，先遣部队就会先来这边注视，然后等弥勒佛转身，就像释迦牟尼佛有很多护法，有没有？先转世到人间，然后释迦牟尼佛才到人间来的。
So according to the sutras, we often read about that Asuras like to fight with the beings in the heavenly realms. And if you're a heavenly deity and you don't have a lot of merits or virtues, then you get defeated, you get hurt by the Asuras. So that is the heavenly realms because it's still within the desire realm. So these kind of things still happen. And what within the above heavenly realms, there's also another one that is very important, which is the heaven of Tusita. And that is the heaven where it's divided into the exterior and the interior, the inner realm. And the outer realm is, who lives there are the also regular deities and heavenly beings. But in the inner part of Tusita heaven is where Maitreya Bodhisattva presides. And he is there practicing and waiting to be reborn into our Soha world. And that is why a lot of Dharma masters, as well of past patriarchs and masters, a lot of them actually vow to be born into the heaven of Tusita in the inner circle to continue their practice alongside of Maitreya Bodhisattva. And when it's time for Maitreya Bodhisattva to come to this world, then all the people that's practicing aside along with him, some of them will come ahead of him, some will come with him as protectors and to make way for Maitreya Bodhisattva.
好，但是要举出来哈，欲界天的最高一天叫做他化自在天。好，这个天的天人呢，哈，他欲界天的最高天哈，他很厉害哦，他要什么有什么，他都可以变。他也可以变他不同的身形，好，但是哈，这一天也不要去，好，这一天哈，佛陀告诉我们也不要去哈，因为什么呢？这一天的天人福报很大，能力很大，但他不信佛法，好，所以我们有时候讲那个天魔哈，都来自这一天，好，看到有人要出三界的哈，来挑战。佛陀那时候不是坐菩提树下吗？哈，来那个哈，干扰他的就是这一天的，哈哈，来测试他哈。所以你看哈，刚刚讲是北俱卢洲上面那个不要去哈，就是四大洲里面最厉害的那一洲不要去，然后欲界天的最厉害的那一天也不要去哈。这是
the highest heaven within the desire realm is the Paranyan, the Narmanarati heaven. And this heaven, the beings who are born in this highest heaven, they, whatever they want, they get. And they also have this special ability to change forms, whatever they want. Yeah, the Buddha had reminded us that for rebirth, if you want to continue to practice, do not wish to be reborn in this heaven. Because in this heaven, all the beings, they do not believe in, nor do they practice Buddha Dharma. In fact, in the sutra, when the Buddha was about to become enlightened and become the Buddha, the heavenly demons, they came to attack him and came to challenge his practice, all came from that realm. So, as a reminder, don't be reborn into that highest heaven in the desire realm. And early on, we also said within the four realms, do not be reborn in the northern realm of Uttarakuru, because in those realms, there's no Buddha Dharma and people don't practice.
好，所以你看哈，光欲界哈，下面恶鬼地狱哈，然后在四大部首里面哈，畜生跟人呐，哈，然后你看还有阿修罗在须弥山下，四天王在中间哈。然后倒立天的这么多天人，有福报的没福报的，男男女女，然后你看这么夜魔天、兜率天、花乐天、他化自在天，这么不同等性的天人，不同福报，不同习性，哇，佛陀都要教化他们，观察他们，然后给他们利益，已经非常忙得不得了了，但是我们还没有结束，我们要出三界， 欲界、色界、无色界。我没有要 go to the detail， 但是先让大家知道一下佛教的宇宙观是怎样。
So, think about all these different realms, different types of heavens, different levels, and the heavenly realms, the hell realm, the ghost realm, the human realms, etc. There are so many sentient beings, and the Buddha has to try to teach to all these different beings. The task is very daunting indeed. And that is all within the desire realm alone. Besides the desire realm, the realm of desire, there are also the form realm, as well as the realm of no form. Because after all, we are aiming to try to transcend beyond, go beyond the desire realm. So I'm not going to go into details to talk more about desire realm, form realms, and no form realm, but this is a really brief overview to give you a sense of Buddhist cosmology.
然后这边哈，红色的这一块呢是变成欲界天了哈，黄色的是色界。哇，色界天啊，欲界色界哦，刚刚那个是色界哈，夜魔天以上是色界的哈，对不起，刚刚那边写错哈，欲界天就是33天是最高天了哈，还是可以去的了哈。那色界天的最高天就不要去了、哦、你看他每个人的每个寿命、哦、从2000岁到16000岁、哦、这么长、哦、然后呢再往上是无色界、哦、无色界有这么无色界有四天、哦是哦、对不起啦 我刚刚说错了、哦、欲界天、哦、刚刚那个是没有错然后色界有18天然后无色界有1、2、3、4天、哦、然后这里面、哦、也是一样、哦、每个天有不同的那当然到夜魔天以上他们是居住在空中、哦、不是在有实地的这边、哦、然后我根据我目前研究的结果呢有一天也是不要去、哦、哇那天也是哎，所以呢总而言之齁要知己知彼齁我们要往生齁一定要知道哪里可以去哪里不要去嘛齁不是只有西方极乐世界可以去嘛齁那也要靠福德因缘齁那你看从这边欲界六天齁然后欲界色界无色界这样子上去齁我这边有点还来错误齁然后这里面的每一天哦的人他是怎么吃的像我们还要吃粗粗的吃饭到某一天以上他是欲界天的他是什么他我们要吃东西色界天呢他是以禅悦为食无色界的人是以意识为食不用吃啊意识为食所以这样子这么三界的众生佛陀都要教导他知道他们的根性知道他们的问题执着在哪里然后要让他们都回归佛去成佛然后他没度完的交给地藏王菩萨去度嘛实在是很难的是一个 mission impossible
老师你刚刚说无色界天有一个是不能去的是哪里、
啊、就是叫做我看一下摩西首罗天嘛好没有在上面嘿
So beyond the realm of desire, there are also the form realm as well as the realm of no form.
那应该是无色界的摩西首罗天不能去。
And within all these realms, based on my research, there's also another realm another heaven that we should not try to get reborn into. Well, in all these realms,people eat differently. For example, in desire realm, people still eat food, whereas in the realm of form, the food, the consumption of to sustain one's life becomes dhyana bliss. And the realm of no form, the food is conscious thoughts. So that's what they consume to sustain themselves.And, so this is a brief overview of Buddhist cosmology, and there are many, many different heavens, but it's important for us to sort of understand them in a little bit, to know that where should we be reborn into and which ones we shouldn't be. And because there's not only the Western land or pure land bliss that we want to be reborn into, because after all, it takes certain amount of merit and virtue to be born to the Western pure land. There are other places we can go as well, but there are some places with Buddha Dharma and some doesn't, and it's important for us to be clear about that. And so in these different realms, people's lifespan also varies from, for human beings, it's 100 years to thousands and tens of millions of years. So with confronted with all these different types of beings and all these vast lands, the Buddha's task is to teach and reach out and share Buddha Dharma with all these sentient beings. And to me, I think it's quite a mission impossible. And then further on, the Buddha passed the baton onto Chittagava Bodhisattva for him to continue his mission of helping these sentient beings.
好，所以呢，我们常常讲哈，食跟色是性也，对不对？我们其实每一个众生要断，首先要断的贪欲就是食跟色。好，那这边就稍微整理一下，欲界、色界、无色界对于食色的执着，好，那至少呢，在我们十二因缘法里面，十二因缘里面的贪欲的这个部分呢，就要有方便法可以断除。像欲界天是淫欲、食欲都有，就是男女杂居啦，多诸染欲。那色界呢，它也有淫欲跟食欲，但是它比较轻，而且它没有女色的形状。好，那但是还有一些有色子有色另外一种很轻的色身存在，所以还叫色界。好，但是他们的淫欲听说就是看一下就好交往完毕这样。好，但是还是有这个欲望的，好，就虽然他没有女性。好，那无色界就对这个他就是纯粹是心事的存在，在一个深妙的禅定当中。那他的缺点是什么？在无色界深深的禅定当中，他就一直待很久很久很久，好，才会出定这样。好，
So there's a common saying that our nature is in attachment to food and to sexual desires, and this is from Confucius. And so for us human beings, when we are embarking on practice, it's very important for us to try to detach from our attachment to food as well as to sexual desires. And within these different three broad categories of realms, the desire realm, the form realms, and the no form realms, they have different levels of attachment as well as different types of attachment that's relating to food and to sexual desires. So for human beings or in our realm, desire realm, we are still deeply entrenched and attached to food and sex. And so we have to break away from that. As for the beings in the form realm, their attachment to sexual desires as well as to food becomes much lighter. And also, supposedly there's no female forms, and they still have some sort of light attachment to food and sexual desires, but it becomes less so. As for the realm of no form, there's no longer any material forms, and the consumption becomes thoughts. And for beings in this realm, they are dwelling, abiding in deep samadhi, and that is why this place is called no form realm. The disadvantage for being in this realm is that people stay in the samadhi for a very, very, very long period of time, and it's not easy to come out of it, and that actually becomes a disadvantage for practice.
好，那总结一下的第九佛轮是要这样哈，他呢，他发现哈，他如果说他要帮助生死六道的众生都要得解脱，就是 死后得解脱的话呢，他发现有三个定律，就是如果呢可以身与意善行，刚刚讲的手就持十三业，不谤贤圣，具足正见的话呢，人道、阿修罗道、天人道就没问题。 如果是没有这样做到的话，就会下三道这样子。
So in order to help alleviate and deliver all sentient beings, so in the sutra, there are three principles that is deduced. That as long as you practice benevolent body, speech, and mind, and do not engage in the slandering of sages and holy, and to uphold correct views, then it would be possible to be, one can be reborn into the human realm or become an arhat or even in the heavenly realms as well. On the other hand, the opposite end of this three principle is that if you practice evil speech or physical actions and thoughts, and actually actively engaging in the slandering of sages and holies and uphold deviant views, then one will be reborn into hell or ghost realms as well as animal realm.
那这个佛陀呢，他会起，他用三种神变哈来帮助我们，哈，就是怎么样哈，在网上修持得解脱哈。那这三种神变我今天没有办法据说，但是呢，这三种变就是说，他第一个他可以变现身形，他要变什么就变什么哈。然后另外一个呢，他可以把佛法哈，就是把佛法真正的意思呢，好好的讲出来。然后第三个呢，可以教戒正法，他可以抓住佛法真正的精髓的意义哈。这个不太一样哈。就像说，比如说，哎，我可以知道，假设我开悟了，我可以知道无我是什么。但是不见得我可以把无我讲出来，这是两种不同的能力，一个是能够掌握正知见，就你讲无我，我觉得你讲错了，我知道，但是你要我讲，我不见得讲得出来，所以这你能够，你可以掌握正法，然后你可以讲，是两种不同的能力，然后第三个是你可以变现，他需要的，就像很多菩萨三十二千百亿化身来帮助你，他这种三种神变。
And in order to be able to reach out to all these different kinds of sentient beings, the Buddhas, then giving rise to great compassion and having practiced different kinds of practice, he has the ability to manifest three spiritual powers. And I can't go into them in details, but I'll briefly go over them. The first one is having the ability to change into all sorts of different types of physical forms.And the second one is to have the ability to skillfully expound Dharma. And the third one is to be able to understand the essence and to be able to teach the essence of the Dharma. The second and the third are actually different. Let's take the concept of no self as an example. Let's say if I became enlightened already, I may have an understanding of the concept of no self. That is referring to the third part, understanding, able to grasp the essence of the Dharma. Yet having this understanding doesn't guarantee that I have the skill to communicate it or to explain it to other people. So that's the second one, be able to explain the proper Dharma to others. So these are two different types of skill sets.And while the third one, again, going back to this first item, is having the ability to change into all sorts of forms in order to expound the teaching.
好，今天要把十轮讲完哈。其实哈，最后第十轮哈，这个国王的第十王轮哈，就说你最多也不过当到一个国家哈，你最多当这个世界的国王。但是如果呢，你能够这个国王到后来哈，他去观察哈四周无量有情哈，就四大部洲哈，他不是只有观察到南赞部洲的人哦，他可以观察到四大部洲无量的有情，种种的生病，身上的这种病哈，生病心病也好，然后他决定舍弃王位，他舍弃王位后，把他所有的一切都供养一切大威德天神。就是说他的世界观已经不是只有小小的一个地球哈，他已经可以观察到四大部洲无量的有情，然后都是样子种种的痛苦，你 他舍弃王位以后做最大的布施，这个在我们地藏经也有讲到哈，就说如果你这样布施，怎样布施，然后他不是说你以后会变成转轮圣王吗？好，这边就是在讲这件事情。他说他为了四大部洲所有人的利益，他舍弃王位，把所有的东西都供养出来。那这时候呢，哇，这个所有的诸天天神都说这个人要可以当转轮圣王，统治四大部洲，令所有的众生无病安乐，身坏命中都可以天上升天，受诸妙乐。好，所以在这个部分就是等于告诉大家，在第十轮的时候，你身为一个国家的国王，如果你在最后你可以为了无量的友情舍弃你的王位，其实舍弃王位代表你舍弃你的身份，还有舍弃你所拥有的财富的一切的一切通通供养出来的时候，你就会变成转轮圣王，统治四大部洲，东西南北四大部洲。
Our aim today is to finish all 10 chakras, and so let's get to the 10th kingly chakra. And the 10th kingly chakra is, in order to eliminate the various illness sentient beings have, the king, then in order to do that, willingly renounces the throne as an offering to all the great virtuous deities. So,By this stage, the king has completed all the previous 9 chakras, and then he further has the ability to contemplate going beyond this land that he presides in, going beyond earth, and to look at all the 4 different realms. If he's willing to, for the benefit of all beings in all these realms, willing to give up everything he has, his thrones, as well as the wealth, fame, everything, then...The sutra states that such a person is qualified to become a wheel-turning king, presiding over the 4 realms and enabling all sentient beings to live without illness and in peace and harmony. And upon the end of life, this person, this king, shall be reborn in the heavenly realm, enjoying the merits of wondrous bliss. So again, the focus of this chakra is the ability to give up everything the king owns for the benefit of sentient beings. In that case, this person becomes qualified to be the wheel-turning king.
所以哈，从这个里面大家就可以知道说哈，你想要成为即便是一个小国的国王，或是要是四大洲的转轮圣王，他的因缘来自何处？来自于你能够布施多少，去利益多少众生。你利益一点点就是小国王嘛，利益多一点就大国王嘛，你能利益四大部洲的友情，你就是转轮圣王，都是布施，从布施中来。
So the bottom line of this 10th chakra is that whether you aspire to be a king of a small land or to be a king of a great land, whether this kind of aspiration can be met really ultimately depends on how much offerings, the scope of your offering and the scope of how many people, how many beings that you can reach out and benefit. If you're able to make offerings to a small number of people and benefit a small land of people, then you become the king of a small land. And by extension, if you're able to benefit more people, then you become a king of a bigger piece of land. And ultimately, if you're able to benefit sentient beings of all different, 4 different realms, then you can become the wheel-turning king.
好，那第四佛轮呢？好，就是最后一步要成佛，好，是怎么弄呢？怎么做呢？然后这个怎么样去帮助众生，好，成佛？这当这他就说，当他知道说，我跟所有的一切众生都有无量的烦恼，这时候呢，他用定，好，定香水来洗浴其身，就是说他用这个来比喻，好，就是说他用修定，好，还有无上的大法跟大慈大悲，好，来等于是说他的身是以定跟地法跟大慈大悲好来组成的，然后他外衣着的衣是惭愧衣， 永远知道自己做的不够好，永远知道想要做的更好。那用这样的一个这个具备这样的一个条件之后呢，来努力的帮助众生。
Finally, the 10th Buddha chakra is bestowing great bliss to all sentient beings. Aware of the various vexations plaguing oneself and others, so the Buddha then cleanses the body with fragrant water of samadhi, with supreme teaching and great compassion pouring down the head, and then putting on the robes of repentance. These are all analogies. Ultimately, it's focusing on the power of samadhi,and generating great compassion and kindness toward all sentient beings, and then to constantly be repenting, knowing that there is more that I can do, I can make this even better, and to continue to work toward the goal of benefiting all sentient beings.
所以这时候呢，一切诸佛就说，他已经 ready 了。他可以呢容下一切，包括来刁难你不来护你法的人。他说你这个人，这尊佛呢，这尊菩萨，因为他还没成佛，这尊菩萨呢到第十轮的时候呢，他已经具备了了解所有一切众生，刚刚好所有四法，就是说这个三界的所有众生的苦，然后他也把自己的正知见定力都具足了，然后又具足大慈大悲的惭愧，还有惭愧心，他已经具足了。这里写很多什么四无十量，就是在讲具足了佛所有的智的功德力，然后他已经可以怎样利乐一切有情，救有所有有情脱生死之苦，然后让我们都能得到涅槃大乐。
So if one is able to do that, then all the Buddhas will be able to deem that this Bodhisattva, because this being hasn't become a Buddha yet, this Bodhisattva is already have the capacity to endure all various kinds of non-support or adversaries. This person understands the vexations and sufferings of all sentient beings and is...having the power of concentration and samadhi, as well as the power of compassion and the vows to reach out to all sentient beings. I'll just read it. So this person is capable of enduring the various non-supporters and obtain the four fearless power, the 10 powers of perfect wisdom of the Buddhas.He's capable of obtaining the supreme wisdom and fulfill the great compassion, constantly benefiting all sentient beings, alleviating sufferings and bestow sentient beings with the great bliss of nirvana.
所以呢，你看哈，一切诸佛世尊就给他授记了，说应该要让他成等正觉，得无上法为大法王。就像刚刚王伦是受记他成为转轮圣王，在佛轮呢是受记成佛这样。
So at this point, then all the Buddhas will indeed give the approval and seal to show to indicate that this person is qualified to be a Buddha. And then whoever who is sincerely willing to fulfill his vows and achieve the supreme enlightenment, obtaining the supreme Dharma and becoming a great Dharma king.That this person is ready for that kind of responsibilities.
好，那我再多占两分钟的时间 summarize 一下这个第二个 chapter 是很重要哈。第二个 chapter 第二章里面呢，他讲十王轮跟十佛轮哈。那他首先把为什么要有一个国王，然后他的治国事业，然后他的赏罚，好，这法令要怎么定，然后这个治国的所谓的政法要大家要追寻的这个法令是什么，然后呢要有一个保卫国家的一个系统。好，这是前五个。
Let me take a few more minutes to recap second chapter because it's the focus, the heart of this entire sutra. It's very important for our practice. So the second chapter discusses the 10 kingly chakra and the 10 Buddha chakra. And for the 10 kingly chakra, the first one is to be appointed and becoming a king. The second one is to govern the state, govern the country. And the third one is establishing a system of reward and punishment. The fourth one is creating a set of laws to reinforce it, to have a system that everybody will follow. The fifth one is then to further create a defense system to protect its people.
然后接着呢, 他还要顾虑到这个, 人民, 哈, 的这个, 娱乐的问题, 哈, 不能只是工作嘛, 哈。 那同时呢, 在娱乐的同时, 你还要防守在自己国家境内的所有的一种, 这个 crime 叫什么, 罪恶的产生, 然后你要能够有一套教育的系统来教育所有的人民, 最后呢, 还要让所有的人民都可以有善终。 那能不能最后能够舍弃所有的一切, 哈, 为未来所有的四大部洲的人的利益着想, 就看你能不能成为转轮圣王了。
Following that is a sixth chakra. After having established a system, a legal system in the country that the king has to then turn around to tackle, figure out ways for the people to find entertainments to channel their energy. And then the seventh one is then to focus on internal securities, sniffing out all the spies or whatnot. And the tenth chakra is, the eighth chakra is to educate all different kinds of peoples, to nurture them in different aspects. The ninth one is to help them, direct them toward a more favorable existence as well as death. And finally, the 10th kingly chakra is once you are able to do all that, whether you are able to then renounce the throne to enable peace and harmony for all sentient beings.
那至于佛轮呢? 就是登诸佛位, 就来到娑婆世间呢, 诸佛推了一尊佛来当我们的老师, 然后我们有一个教化的事业, 如果大家还记得的话, 修定嘛, 习诵, 还有培福, 然后佛陀为我们制定戒律, 就是我们什么该做, 什么不该做, 然后建立政治见, 当所有的行为必须要符合政治见, 来做, 然后还要怎样, 善守六根, 这个六根是我们修行的道器, 但是你不能被外面所有的染污, 好, 或是什么击败, 所以要善守六根, 好。
Then turning around, we'll talk about the 10 Buddha chakra. The first one is having a Buddha appointed to teach in the world. And the second one is then the spreading and promotion of Dharma teachings. And we talked about this earlier, which can be divided into three categories of teaching to practice samadhi, to practice recitation, and then to cultivate blessings. The third one is then to set up a system so that people can follow precepts. The fourth is to uphold right views, and all the actions and speech one engages in should follow the right views. And the fifth Buddha chakra is to protect the six faculties. The six sensory faculties are our tools and channels for practice. Yet we have to be careful and vigilant to protect it so it's not polluted by all the stimuli.
然后呢, 做到前面五项之后呢, 我们才可以真正的来修行什么是禅定、禅静律。修了静律之后呢, 我们会遇到所有很多内在细微无量劫累积的一些烦恼, 那要有种种的方法可以对治它，那修的定才会越来越深。先讲这两个。The
sixth Buddha chakra is after you have done one through five Buddha chakras, then you're finally ready to settle down and really engage in the practice of meditation. And the seventh one is once you start to engage in meditation, all sorts of vexations may come up as a result alongside of your practice. Then the Buddha then provided all sorts of Dharma medicines, ways to help you counter all these vexations.
然后呢, 就要如果能够入深定，你就我们就可以善观察。好，如果起大悲心，善观察，了解呢三界六趣所有众生的根性，然后针对他我们的就是每一个的执着好习性，然后利益他们，让他们学习，然后才能够到第九轮，让生死六道能够解脱。
So, and then, once you're able to enter deep samadhi and give rise to great compassion, then you have the ability to observe and contemplate the roots and the past lives of all sentient beings and then to benefit them in a way that's most suitable for the issues they have. After that, to then try to reach out to alleviate the sufferings of all sentient beings in the six realms so that everyone can become liberated.
那当然最后好就是这个所有的大慈大悲心戒定慧统统具足之后呢，那诸佛就会来受记，这尊菩萨可以成佛了。
And finally, once everything is in place, the compassion, aspiration, as the practice of precepts, samadhi, and wisdom is all in place, then all the Buddhas will come to approve the practitioner of the ability to become the Buddha.
好，那我们哦，整部经的结构最开始有讲哈，我们花了很多时间讲第一品跟第二品哈，接下来呢是从里面呢要挑出几个重点要讲哈，那无一行品哈三个卷，可是呢这要讲是讲戒律法门，有一行品哈 1.5 卷漫长是要讲十善怎么修，然后怎么忏悔，好，那怎么这个修善业道哈，那里面还有讲念佛法门，好，所以这个以后我们会就比较大块的讲哈，就不会讲这么细致了哈。
So this is again an overview of the structure of the entire sutra. We'll spend a lot of time on chapter 1 and 2, the introduction and the 10 chakras, and there are still 6 more to follow. The third chapter, the undependable actions, focuses on the discussion of precepts. It contains 3 different sections. And the fourth chapter, dependable actions, focuses on the 10 benevolent acts, as well as the practice of repentance, teaching us how to cultivate benevolent actions and karma. And then it also touches upon the practice of reciting the Buddha's name. So from this point on, after we have already discussed the 10 chakras, the next several sessions, we're going to discuss these topics in a more broad stroke manner. We're not going to go into such fine details, but instead of talking about the overall concepts in them.